Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapters on those etiquettes that have worldly benefits also. So these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are teaching us certain etiquettes that even in our practical daily lives, if we implement it, then they are great benefits for us. So yesterday we did the etiquette that a person shouldn't wear one sock and not wear one sock. He shouldn't wear one sandal and not wear the other sandal. And when a person is putting on shoes that need the assistance of his hands, or he's putting on socks, then he should not stand and do it. He should sit and do it so that he doesn't lose his balance and fall and hurt himself. So very, very practical etiquettes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. So continuing on these chapters, today we start a new chapter. باب النهي عن ترك النار في البيت عند النوم ونحوه سواء كانت في سراج أو غيره. The chapter on the prohibition of leaving a fire burning in the house when going to sleep, etc., in the form of a lamp, etc. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is explaining that the prohibition of leaving a fire burning. In the old days, people would use fire to keep themselves warm. They would use fire in the form of a lamp that would create light for them. So now when you're going to sleep, the advice is, the etiquette is, don't leave this fire burning, because you never know what may happen in the night. There may be a heavy wind that will come and cause that fire now, or that candle or that lamp, to fall, and it can burn the whole house, it can burn the whole place. Or there may be a rat or some other rodent that is running and knocks that candle over, and now that candle falls or that lamp falls, and it will cause major damage to the house. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we'll see in these ahadith, a very practical advice that when you're going to sleep, put it off and then go to sleep. One thing to remember is that when you got electrical lights, and there are no such fear that we're going to leave the electrical lights on, then there is no harm in leaving the lights on and going to sleep. Here we're speaking those lamps and that fire, etc., that is burning directly with fire, and there is fear that it can cause a lot of damage. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tatruku an-nar fi buyutikum hina tanamun, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not leave fire burning in your homes when you sleep. So therefore it is makruh, disliked, for a person to leave fire burning whilst asleep, or when a person is in such a condition where he can't pay any attention to it. Maybe he's not asleep, but the person is not well and he's in bed and he is just lying, or he's not able to give it that necessary attention. Better thing to do is, those whatever fires are burning there, put that thing off. There's nobody there to pay any attention to it. That would be the better thing to do. If there's somebody there that is paying attention to it, and there are others that are sleeping, then there is no harm. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, ihtaraqa baytun min madinati ala ahlihi min al-layl, falamma huddith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bishanihim qal, inna hadhihi an-nara aduwun lakum, fa'idha nimtum fa'atfi'uha, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that a house in Medina, together with its inhabitants, burn down one night. One night, house and all the people in that house were burnt. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed of this, he said, fire is your enemy. When you go to sleep, you should extinguish it. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif. One more hadith to complete this chapter. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, غَطُّ الْإِنَاءَ وَأَوْكِئُ السِّقَاءَ وَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ وَأَطْفِئُ السِّرَاجَ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَحُلُّ سِقَاءً وَلَا يَفْتَحُ بَابًا وَلَا يَكْشِفُ إِنَاءً فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْرُضَ عَلَى إِنَائِهِ عُودًا وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَفْعَلْ فَإِنَّ الْفُوَيْسِقَةَ تُضْرِمُ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ بَيْتَهُمْ رواه مسلم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cover utensils, in other words, when a person is going to sleep, those utensils that are lying out, for example, those glasses, those plates, etc., cover it. Cover utensils, tie the water skins, lock your doors, and extinguish lamps, Because shaitan does not untie water skins or open doors and utensils. When a person does these things, shaitan himself doesn't go and open the doors and unlock or untie the water skins. And those things that are closed up, those that are locked and that are covered, shaitan does not interfere with it. We'll explain just now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say, if any one of you can find nothing except a stick to cover his utensil, together with taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, he should do so. So for example, a person has got a glass. Now the only thing he can find to cover that glass is one miswak, one stick, or one small piece of wood that can cover it. Then that also do it as a gesture that you are covering that utensil. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you take the name of Allah ta'ala, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for example, and then cover it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, a rat can burn a house together with its inhabitants. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and Ibn Majah. So these guidelines that are mentioned to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not something that is compulsory, you have to do, but it's preferable, it's advisable, it's mustahab. Due to the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the perfection of Islam, we had been given advice on the mundane matters so that our lives may become more convenient and peaceful. How practical these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Think about it in those days, that fear of thieves just walking into the houses, just coming in, was a very like a remote fear, not something you would hear of. But yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that lock your doors. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave them advices of putting the fireplaces off. How practical this is advice, and how many people would have got saved. And also a person is able to sleep very peacefully. That why fear and that concern is my doors are open, I haven't put the fires off. That worry will always be there, that fear will always be there. So here we have been given practical examples. Oh, if these water bags are not tied, it may happen that in the morning I'll need water and all that water has spilt out. It may have fallen out. So keep it tied, closed, then you won't have that fear when going to sleep. So this hadith teaches us that utensils and containers containing food and drink should be covered so that they are not accessible to insects, reptiles, dirt and other impurities. By doing so, one will also be saved from the sicknesses and calamities which may descend into them. From other hadiths, we learn that at some night, sicknesses descend. So by a person taking the trouble of covering and closing those utensils, then sicknesses won't descend. Sometimes you find a person is feeling lazy. He may have, for example, a platter of fruit or some biscuits are left over, and they leave it uncovered like that at night in the kitchen. So here insects can get it. If there's any sicknesses that are coming down, they can get it. So therefore a person must cover it. Simple, take a little bit of time, cover it, close it up. Or if need be, put it in the fridge, then you don't need to cover it also. Or put it in some closed area, for example, in the oven, that's not obviously not switched on, but kept there in some closed environment, then there is no harm. But if it's left out, the right thing we should do is cover it and close it. Similarly, doors should be locked so that one may enjoy a comfortable sleep and be saved from thieves and any mischief makers and animals, etc. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stated that the practice of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of doing anything is extremely simple action, but it protects one from many problems and calamities in this world and in the year after. One such calamity is that of shaitan, who tries to make man negligent in order to harm him. Shaitan utilizes also various means for this purpose, and sometimes he can use even animals, rodents, rats, etc. to cause harm and destruction to a person. So therefore we take the beautiful advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we keep shaitan very, very far away from us by taking the Mubarak advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, such practical things, but yet it takes a person very, very far. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.